This is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
You're listening to the Boney Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 3rd, Chuck's Comedy Club is starting at 9 p.m. over at Hunyun's Waterfall. On Tuesday, February 4th, bring your gently used clothes and small housewares to the campus thrift store located at Hunt, next to the Starbucks. At 9 p.m., there's a Trivia Tuesday happening with Activities Council that's located at the Red Dragons Theater starting at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 5th, there's a movie night happening at 7 p.m. located at the Red Dragons Theater. Join the Women's Gender Studies and Gender Sexual Alliance Department for a showing of Pride, an inspirational 80s film set in London. A discussion led by history professor Dr. Matthew Henley will follow to learn about the history of gay rights in the United Kingdom. On Thursday, February 6th, there's an art gallery reception at Fine Arts from 5 to 7 p.m. Also happening that day, All Things Natural is hosting Love Notes and Life Goals at FitCell from 6 to 7 p.m. This has been your Woney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. What does that mean?
Lucas's Lit Tunes.
Yeah. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Featuring the greatest music in Oneonta.
Without further ado,
please welcome
your host for this evening,
DJ
Lucas.
It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon. How are we, Oneonta? How are we, Woney fam? We're back after a long week, and I've got some songs for you guys today. So first of all, I want to say congratulations to all of our Grammy winners. I know everyone's saying, oh, everyone got robbed. I'm just here to support everyone, honestly. I mean, you know, I have my favorite artists, and yes, I'm upset that some of them didn't win, but, like, a Grammy doesn't define an artist's career, so, like, a Grammy's a Grammy. And it's up to 13,000 people to vote, and I think the VMAs kind of more are, like, kind of, like, show what the people want. And then the Grammys are more about musical achievement because, like, you know, like, we have our big categories, like, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and stuff like that. The Grammys was actually really amazing to watch. There was really great performances. I really enjoyed pretty much all of them. We got Chappell Roan's performance of Pink Pony Club. Billie Eilish performed Burdens of a Feather. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, and Please, Please, Please. Who else? All of the artists who were nominated for Best New Artist, if they weren't already performing, performed one of their songs, which was a surprise. We didn't know that was going to happen. And then we also got a performance from Charlie XCX, which was absolutely amazing. Today's show theme is Grammys, Grammy recap. So we're going to go back and we're going to listen to some of the songs that were nominated, and hopefully we'll see why they were nominated after we listen to them. So our first category coming up right now, we've got Record of the Year. Your nominees for Record of the Year, Now and Then, The Beatles, Texas Hold'em, Beyonce, Espresso, Serena Carpenter, 360, Charlie XCX, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Good Luck Babe, Chaperone, and Fortnite by Taylor Swift. The winner of this category, actually, I'm not super surprised. It was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Not Like Us actually won a lot and a lot and a lot of Grammys, which good for that. I mean, for a diss track. I mean, I think this must be history. I don't know if a diss track's ever won this many Grammys. But here we are with our first category, record of the year. I am not playing every song from each category because some of them are explicit. As we know, Not Like Us is pretty explicit. So I can't play Not Like Us, unfortunately. But I'm going to play a couple of the songs from this category, and we'll be back with another category in just a little bit. So we're going to start off with Fortnite by Taylor Swift.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason. And no one here's to blame, but what about your quiet treason? And for a Texas. Lexus and throw your keys up. Hey.
home, sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
With their arms out like an angel through the car sunrise. 360. When you're in the mirror, do you like what you see? When you're in the mirror, you're just looking at me. I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia. When you're in the party, bumping that beat. 666 with a princess treat. I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter. Espresso was nominated for Record of the Year. And then some honorable mentions we have here that we did not play. We have Now and Then, The Beatles. We did not play Not Like Us, like by Kendrick Lamar. And that was it from that category. Moving on, we're going to move on to Song of the Year. Now, people get confused between Song and Record of the Year, and honestly, I did too for a while, but the difference, the Record of the Year is more about the producers and the people that produced such record, but when you talk about song, it's about honoring the individual artists and the songwriters, less the producers. So, Song of the Year had a lot of nominees, and some of them are duplicates from Record of the Year. So we have a bar song, also known as Tipsy by Shaboozy. Birds of a Feather again. We've got Die with a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Fortnite again. Good Luck Babe again. Not Like Us again. And then we have Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter. And then Texas Hold'em again. So, and the winner was Not Like Us, which won record and song, which is honestly really cool. Good for him. Yeah, I mean, it's a good song. I just can't play it on here because the clean version doesn't do it justice. So, yeah. So I've got three songs from this next category, starting with a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy. And then we'll be back in a little bit to switch up the category once again.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Absolutely obsessed with that song. It's just so good, and all it does is just remind me of summer. And unfortunately, it did not win. None of those three songs actually won Song of the Year. It was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. But that's okay. There was a lot of competition. I wasn't expecting all my favorite artists to win anyways. But we're moving on to our next category, Best New Artist. Now, Best New Artist is, like, honestly, like, one of my favorite categories. I think seeing artists that, like, I do listen to small artists. I know I usually play the bigger artists on here, but I do listen to smaller artists, and it's just fun to watch them grow. For example, like, I listened to Gracie Abrams for a really long time, and then when I went to the Eras Tour, she was the opener. So, like, it was, like, she, and by that time, she released The Secret of Us, one of my favorite albums ever made. So, Best New Artist, our nominees. Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Krangbin? I don't know how to say that. Ray, Chappell Roan, Shaboozey, and Teddy Swims. Now, it looks like Chappell Roan was the winner for Best New Artist. And speaking of Chappell Roan, I'm going to play her next. But before I do, I wanted to just, for Best New Artist, what was cool, so Sabrina Carpenter already performed, and Chappell Roan already had a performance coming, so, but everyone else, all the other artists, they all performed, like, a song or, like, one of their hit singles, which I think was really cool. It was kind of, like, a little surprise, and I wasn't really expecting it, so that was really cool. But, yeah, and then Chappell came on, and she performed Pink Pony Club, and Pink Pony Club is one of my favorite songs ever, and I think it was really cool, to see her do a performance, because I've never seen her have, like, choreography and stuff in her performances before. It's usually just been her and then, like, some background singers and her band. But this was really cool to see, because there was, like, a lot of choreography, and it's just, like, amazing to see how much she's grown, and I hope we get some new music soon. Another thing she said when she won Best New Artist is she made a comment during her speech, and she said something about exploiting artists. And I think that was really powerful because she was exploited. Because she said she got signed as a minor, and then eventually she, once she got older, she like wasn't being paid, and then not getting health care. So she just made some comments on that, and got some pretty positive. Like, it was pretty positive. Everyone seemed to kind of agree with it, which was great. Because I know it can be nervous, especially for someone like a new artist to go up there and say stuff like that. So, but yeah, without further ado, here is the Pink Pony Club by Chapel Realm. We'll be back in a little bit. Keep it locked.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Thank you. it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Shop. Hear the barista call a no milk latte in your name, and I look up from my phone and think there's no chance it's you, but it is. You'll say hi, I'll say hi, how are you? You'll say how's your family, how's your sister? I'll say Shannon's being Shannon. After a minute of nonsensical chatter, you'll say, well, this was really nice, maybe we should do this on purpose sometime, and it'll be long enough that we won't harp on arguments in your garage, all the ways we sabotaged it, what it was and what it wasn't. We've been swimming on the edge of a cliff. I'm resisting, but going down with the ship. It'd be so nice, right, right, if we could take it all off and just exist and skinny bridge. You'll suggest a restaurant we used to go to, and I'll say, won't that be too nostalgic? And you'll say, maybe, but let's do it anyway. We won't sit at our same old table, I promise. And we won't bring up the past, we'll keep it bureaucratic. And we won't say it, but both of us will be thinking about how different we are from those scared little kids that had those arguments in your garage. All the ways we sabotaged it, what it was and what it wasn't. We've been swimming on the edge of a cliff. I'm resisting, but going down with the ship. It'd be so nice, right, right, if we could take it all off and just exist and skip.
Skinny Dipping by Sabrina Carpenter. And then there we had Lose Control, Teddy Swims, Beautiful Things, Benson Boone, Pink Pony Club, Chapel Ronalds. Honestly, no, so I was like a little surprised to see Sabrina Carpenter on the Best New Artist list. She's been around for a while, so, but, you know, maybe it just, she kind of maybe just got big now, I don't really know. So, yeah, that was the category of Best New Artist. All right, moving on to our next category, Best Pop Duo and Group Performance. On here we have Us, Gracie Abrams featuring Taylor Swift, Levi's Jeans, Beyoncé featuring Post Malone, Guess, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, The Boy Is Mine, Ariana Grande, Brandy and Monica, and Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. The winner of this category was Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, and I am very happy that that won. It is a very great song, and it deserved, 100% deserved a Grammy. So I'm glad that that did get, ended up getting chosen. So yeah, I've got 3 out of the 5 songs on this, that category, starting with, Us featuring Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams. I actually saw the song perform live and I absolutely love it. So here is Us featuring Taylor Swift.
I know, you know, it felt just like a joke. I show you don't, and now we're talking. I know you're ghost. I
or smoke. She'll play her show and you'll be watching. And if history's clear, someone always ends up in ruins. And what seemed like fate becomes what the hell was I doing? Babylon lovers hanging lifetimes on a vine. Do you miss my?
Get that from you need to meet my mama. She'll be at church all day. my nigga night. Take my nigga night.